What's happening? Where's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO of MMR 3000? I have a segment on the Patio Podcast with DJ Hard Work. We're going to talk about things going on in our community. We're going to talk about the entertainment world, and also we're going to talk about a whole lot more. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern. Check me out, baby. Mad respect.
What's happening, the world? It's the boy Too Smooth. You're here on the Patio Podcast, late with what DJ Hard Work. What's happening?
What up, though? What up, though?
Hey, we got a special guest chiming in today, man. He needs no introduction, but let him know who he is, baby.
Salute, man. Look at here, my name, Darius Soft, aka the son of Jody. What's going on?
Man, the man is in the building, man. It's an honor to have you on the show, man. It's an honor, for real. Straight up.
Man, what's good with y'all, brothers? How y'all doing today, man?
Oh, we doing good, man. It's hot up here, but we good up there. We good.
Man, it's hot here, too, so I feel you. I'm in Texas, so it's like 97 degrees. It is up here.
Stay hydrated. That's all I can really say. Man, good to have you on the show. Shout out
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Too Smooth. Basically, Too Smooth, Patio Podcast. Shout out to Anchor for having me. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to speak our minds. We'll go ahead and get into the show. Going in Too Smooth, by the way. Shout out to Matt. Too much pressure out on all streaming platforms. Want the world to know that before we get started. Let's get into it.
Man, son of Jody, man, tell the world a little bit about yourself and what you got going on. Tell them, man, I don't want to speak too much, 'cause I'm excited, so I'm going to let you speak. Hey, let the world know a little bit about the son of Jody, man.
Hey, well, first of all, you know what I'm saying, I'm from Columbia, Mississippi, so you know what I'm saying, I'm from the South, dirty through. With that being said, you know what I'm saying, coming from where I'm from, you know what I'm saying, we do blues. We do Southern Soul, R&B, you know what I'm saying, we do rap, we do it all, you know what I mean? But now, me, I just so happen to just be blessed to be able to do the Southern Soul and the R&B, you know? So, yeah, that's what I do, you know what I mean? I'm pretty much kind of, you know, a little this, a little that, R&B, Soul, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? It's a little mixed up everything.
Word.
Okay.
What made you want to get into the Southern Soul? You know what I'm saying? What made you just say, hey, this is what I want to do?
Well, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I had to really just discover, you know what I'm saying, what I really had, you know, the gift of what I really had. So, and what it was art music. So R&B was really something that I had got in tune to. So I took that, and Southern Soul came along, which blues already always been there. So, you know, I kind of just, you know what I'm saying, jumped onto the, you know, what was really just trending, you know what I'm saying? And the R&B soul was trending. So, yeah, I've been listening to it all my life, growed up on it. So, yeah, that what made me really just get in tune to it, though.
That's what's up. You, where can we find your music at?
Man, you can find me. I'm on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? You can download me on Spotify or any music outlet. Definitely. Derrick Salter, DerrickSalter, the son of Jody. You feel me? The son of Jody, TheSonOfJody. So yeah, you can find me anywhere. You can Google me. I'm on YouTube, Instagram. All platform, Twitter. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm everywhere with it. Just Derrick Salter, son of Jody. Yeah.
I got you. I'll be sharing that around to let the people know who you are as well. If they already don't, I'm going to go ahead and check you out as well. Because, R&B, that's a lane that I take pride into. So I rock with that. I want to make sure I check out everything you got going on.
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate it. Yeah. You know, a lot of people really wasn't expecting to see, you know, for me, you know, I don't look like I do what I do, but, you know, a lot of times it'd be a misconception of what people see anyway. So, you know, I wrote a song called You Ain't Never Met Another Like the Son of Jody. Reason being, because when you look at me, look like I'm not gonna sing, look like I might be a rapper. So I wrote that song, so, and it kind of like defines itself, you know.
Okay. That's what's up, man. I want to hear that. Check it out. Which one you want me to check out ASAP? Because I'm a.
I got a song in there.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I apologize. I didn't mean to jump in, but yeah, I was lost in the sauce. I'm back, though.
I got a song I sent, you know what I'm saying? It's a ladies anthem called Longest You Lady. You know what I'm saying? For all the.
Check your email. It's in your email, DJ Hardwork. Check your email, baby.
All right.
Yeah, my bad. I apologize. I'm behind. I apologize. Go ahead, Soda Jordan. I apologize, brother. Go ahead. My bad.
Oh, no, we're going to have that on the playlist after interview, the rest of the interview today. We're going to have that on the playlist today so the fans can check you out as well.
Okay. I most definitely appreciate it. But yeah, you know, like I say, man, I'm from Mississippi. So, you know, my mama, that's all they listen to, man. Early Saturday morning, that's all we listen to was Al Green and, you know what I'm saying, and so on and so on. So, of course, the blues was just always, and it was around, you know? And so what it is, it was just, you know, it's in you, you know, and what's in you gonna come up out of you, you feel me? So being from where that, you know, being from there, you know what I mean? It was just a culture of ours. So I gravitated to it, you know what I'm saying? Not knowing that this was something that I was supposed to have been doing the whole time, you feel me? While I was trying to...
Well, I got a question. Hold on. I got to stop it. One thing about Label Too Smooth, we rude and we eating. I apologize. You know me, just like I know you. How in the world you didn't sign with Too Smooth? I gotta get him during that hard work. How you didn't sign with Too Smooth, man? I'm just playing, man. But straight up though, man, I'm finna tell a little backstory on you though, real. My brother, I'm gonna smoke on you, I think, several times on this show, like real talk. This brother right here, he get out, I got out. I ain't gonna talk about dates and all that time. But one thing I know, from Friday to Sunday, you might see him in St. Louis Friday. You might see him in New Orleans Saturday. You might see him in Chicago Sunday. And the next week, the same rotation. That man straddled goddamn, got out, grinded for 2 years. And oh my God, voila magic. The son of Jody was born.
There it is.
Straight up, man, respect to you. Like, them Johnson don't understand the nitty gritty, really, what really going on. All they see the glitz, the glamour. Right, but they don't understand, man. It's a process, man.
I usually don't. You know, cut in, but I remember when you had to get hard copies printed up of anything you was doing, and you had to. There was no social media. You either gonna hit the block or not. You gonna hit somebody else's block or not. You gonna hop on that Greyhound. You gonna hit the highway. What you gonna do? I remember them days. I remember taking heave because I was rocking with older cats. That's what they don't do. Is, you know, nowadays I don't see that, and I don't. If I see anybody pushing the CD on the streets, I buy it. I purchase it. I don't care if they not selling.
Me too. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. You right. I do the same thing, bro. Because I know. Because
I've been there. I understand.
Right. The grind real. You know. The grind real, man. For something that you see, it's a difference when you got a gift and a talent. You understand me? So a gift on always lasts. A talent is momentarily. And see, and when you run upon your gift and you know exactly what it is, you're gonna always progress with it. You feel me? Because it's a part of you. And everything that's a part of you is gonna make you grow to be even bigger, you feel me? So yeah. I take it and go ahead, bro.
I apologize. Like I said, once again, to the lady, he was too smooth. We rude. We ate. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm from the cell phone. I apologize. But hey, I want you to give the fans a little intake on how you got into the situation you got in. Mean your deal that you have right now.
Okay. Well, I got a, you know what I'm saying, I got an upcoming Sony deal, and what happened was, you know what I'm saying, they had been watching me for like 3 years, and I was, like you say, you know, I was from city to city, state to state. You know what I'm saying? I was even at shows that I wouldn't even own. You know what I mean? But just to see the people and mingle with the people that I needed to see, because if I didn't get out there, then I would have never knew, and they would have never knew me. So they was watching me and watching me and watching me. And then one day, bro, just out the blue, you know what I'm saying, on a Sunday, I got a call from a Jamaican guy. He was like, bro, I've been watching you. I like your style. You know what I'm saying? And Sony has never seen, you know, this type of, you know, style or whatnot, because it had never been presented like this. So I was like, okay, cool. You know? So he presented me to them, and the rest is history. You feel me? Pretty much.
Like, won't he do it? Won't he do it? For
real.
Hey, what I always say, what you put into something, what you gonna get out. You go lazy, go halfway, you'll get them type of results. But you do what you did and what we did back today, man. Hey, it gonna come into form, man. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow. It took me 22 years.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, okay. You know, you gotta keep a plan and never give up. Cause you never know, your moment can be 60 years old and get that deal.
That's real.
If you really, really want that. You know what I mean? Cause some people turn 70 years old and just been graduated from college. They went back. You're not dead. As long as you got breath in your body, it can happen.
It's gonna happen. I'm gonna live in this. I'm a living witness of it. You feel me? You know, I did 10 years. You know what I'm saying? But now, I've been out 10. You feel me? So you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 20 years all together. You know what I'm saying, is why I'm where I'm at today. You know, but I never gave up, because I was in a situation that I couldn't move. I might could move mentally. I mean, physically, but I could definitely move mentally. So I kept the thoughts wide open. Yes. You know what I'm saying? I kept that pen in my hand because I knew one thing. This pen ain't gonna make me win. You feel me? One of these days, because I ain't got life, so I got to get back out there in the world. So
What the first thing you said? That pen gonna make you do what?
Pen gonna make you win. You feel what I'm saying? So you
got to. Okay, I got to put that. Hey, J.O., I got me a hook.
I'm writing it down.
I got me a hook. Writing
it down.
Me a hook. Don't sue me. Now you get your percent. Hey, I got to use that. Hey, we have fun, man. For real or not?
Bro, you already know. Hey, Smooth, you already know. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, my thing is this right here. If I'm gonna be a part of something, I had to be a part of myself first. You feel me? So,
amen.
You know, and when I really feel, you know, when I came to the realization of who I am, the man in the mirror, Michael Jackson said a long time ago, it's a reflection of who we are today. So therefore, you know what I'm saying, I just keep it moving, keep it pushing. You know what I mean? Hey, the rest, the Lord gonna handle the rest, bro. Just got put for alpha. So that's all I know how to do. Put for alpha. So I'm gonna keep pushing like that.
Simplify.
Yeah, I'm a living witness to the grind, man.
Really. Simplify. I hear that. All I heard was simplify. Make life easier. Do you?
For real.
Different in, and things will transpire. I hope everybody tuning in, listening. My bad. I know that we got some listeners, because this one is right. This one is epic. This one is after Santa Jody. Lace with
what's up, bro?
Man. This happened right here.
Man, you know, DJ Hard Work, you know, he's a very busy man. Man, it took me 6 years to get him on the show, man.
All you do is inspire me. So I know this going to inspire everybody else to keep grinding. This going to inspire people who are thinking about giving up. You get what I'm saying? Like, certain people need motivation, because it's in you. It has nothing to do with your weight, though. It's in you.
That's it, bro. You know what I'm saying? From birth you're born with a blessing. You feel me? From birth you're born with a gift. From birth you're born with something that you got to come to realization of what it is. But you got to look, listen, and learn, man, because it presents itself only if you pay attention. See, a lot of time, man, it used to be hard because, you know, we thought that we had to go through those hard things. Yeah, we went through the trials and tribulations, but guess what? Look at the whole new creation of it, though. Feel me? It ain't how you go down. It ain't how you go down. It's if you're going to stay down or get up. You hear me? I'm going to get up. So I'm going to keep on getting up.
Hey, Ben, where's your daddy, man?
Huh?
You sure we ain't brothers? God damn. Hey, Hey, Pop was a Rolling Stone. They say he was like Will Chamberlain. I'm just trying to see. We might be doing DNA test.
Man, you
hey, we have fun on the Patio Podcast, man. I'm just saying, man, we have fun, man.
Man, this all love, bro, man. You know what I'm saying? It good, bro. You feel me? It feel good, bro.
If they understood where we came from, all three of us, well, they'll pat us on the back and say, well done, son.
Mm-hmm.
They only knew. Mm. They only knew.
Hey, life is what it is. You got to keep moving. A lot of people are going to pat on the back. Simple thing.
Got to be able to move. Real.
You're right.
Real.
So I'm gonna chime away for a few minutes because I know what type of brother you are. I know what type of brother did your hard work. So how do y'all feel? Well, no, remember, friend. How do you feel, Son of Jody, about the situation of the world right now, the state of the world, the climate we're in right now? How do you feel about it? And well, one more thing. What do you think is the outcome after the smoke clears?
You know what? The situation of the world is going on right now, you know what I'm saying? Okay, you know, I don't really just get into politics, so I won't. But what I will say is this. It was bound to occur. Why? Because there was too much going on, man, that was reflecting on so much of a whole lot of negativity towards us. You feel me? Not us as a race, but us as a whole. You feel me? And my thing is this right here, you know what I mean? Hey, continue, man. Hey, pray about it to the Lord, man. He gonna most definitely make a way because that's what he do. You feel me? But he'll never put much on us that we can bear. You feel me? Mm. So, I mean, you know, certain people, man, you know, enduring that situation and certain people, man, you know, not. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not affecting everybody. Like, it's affecting all. You feel me?
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, we got to take heed to what's going on. Because this is the importance of what's really going on around the world. You feel me? So we got to take heed to all of that.
Yeah.
Chime in, hard work. Where you at, baby?
I mean, that's all you really can do because this is out of our control. You can't really.
It is.
You know.
Yeah. I hate when I can't dictate. God damn.
I'll put it in perspective in just the easiest way I know. This was written, so you can't control nothing that's already set in stone.
That's all. That's why I say don't think I do is just continue to pray. That's why I say the only thing we gotta do is just continue to pray about it, man. The Lord gonna always make a way. It gonna be all right. Feel me?
Yeah.
It might look like this today, but the sun might shine tomorrow. You never know. Feel me?
Yeah.
You just always gotta prepare yourself for anything. It don't make no difference what it is. You feel me? Mm-hmm.
So I got to, you know, we talked earlier this morning. So I talked about a situation that kind of like blew your mind. So let's talk about this right here. Hard work deals with it on a day or two. About these young brothers just dropping songs and don't even have copyrights nor publishing.
Hmm.
Can you give your insight on that situation?
When it comes down to what, brother?
Learning about these guys putting songs out, these young brothers putting songs out and have no knowledge of business. They don't even know about copyrights nor publishing. Ooh. So can you get a little insight on that from your experience and try to, you know, enlighten the people of the world?
Man, first of all, let me tell you something. You got to get that paperwork right. Feel me? You got to know who wrote what and who get percentage of what and who don't get more than what you get. Feel me? Somebody got to be able to notice that, you know what I'm saying, your body of work. Don't you want your body of work to be recognized? Or are you just doing it just to be doing it? So the first things first is to get the paperwork right. Don't get over on yourself. Because a lot of times that's what people do, they get over on themselves. And why you not having that paperwork right, you getting over on yourself. Because you definitely, let me see, how can I say it?
Say it like you want to say it, baby. Bring it to speak. Say it. We don't let you get away like that. Say it.
Hey,
give it to him raw and uncut. Hey, raw and uncut, bro. You know, ain't nobody give it to her like that. We'll learn the hard way.
Yeah,
we trying to enlighten these brothers and sisters.
Yeah, man. Don't
give it to them raw.
Hey, don't let these folk, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, don't let them banana pipe you. You hear me?
I appreciate you keeping it PG, bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
I respect all platforms, so you know I don't want to get explicit. You feel? We don't need no parental advisory sign on this like back in the days. You did. So
you know, but basically what you saying is, man. Hey.
Yeah.
$500 for the lawyer, that it works out for you, man. It works out for your benefit, man.
Oh yeah,
you got to pay to play, man. You know, ain't nothing for free in life. Ain't nothing for free. Man. I remember bubble gum used to be 1 cent, man.
It used to be.
That shit 50 cents for a piece of bubble gum.
You gonna put some tax on it then?
Give a quick response on everything. I feel like artists don't know their worth. That's the reason why they drop this thing. They don't know their worth.
There you go. They don't know their worth. If you worth anything, best believe me, if you went in the studio and made AM song, if you went in there and paid for AM beat, don't you know something come off all of that? You get percentages of all of that. Feel me? Even if you paid for it, even if somebody else paid for it, it's some percentages that you do get. But if you ain't got that paperwork right, you ain't gonna get nothing. And they gonna get the whole hun done. You hear me?
There you go.
That's real.
I gotta do it. I apologize, Matt. Too much pressure out right now on all platform. Part of me video. Pop it right now. It ain't on BET, ain't on MTV, and it ain't VH1, but any, you know, you can get online, you can watch it, Apple TV, you know, YouTube, MMR3000 YouTube channel. Also, King's Foot on the way, Path of King. September 4th, Too Smooth, Power Over Money. October the 30th, My Words, our international artist, Coop, doing great. They love him. Hey, y'all get ready to make www.mmr3000.com. Email is mmr30004l@gmail.com. All social media platforms. Hey, you can just Google the name MMR3000, or you just Google me, Too Smooth. Everything will pop up, baby. I apologize, I had to do that. I gotta get that in. Oh, shout out to Anger. Shout out to DJ Hardway. Put on your paper. Hey, man, respect for y'all. An old fat boy like me, get in. Thank you.
By the way.
One more thing. Shout out to the label that pays up, man. Hardway Nation Ball Hard Music Group, man. Shout out to Truth T. J.O. DJ Hardway, AKA. He got so many names. Teresa. Shout out to the whole team, man. Be everybody, man.
We celebrating something too today. That's why we hype. He hype as well.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
This is closing of season one patio podcast.
Okay.
With a chair roast out. With a chair with the son of Jody. That's I'm excited, man.
Congratulations, salute, bro.
Oh man, same thing, man. My respect.
That's what it's about, bro. You feel me? That's what it's all about.
I gotta do something. I'm messing, man. I gotta do something, man. I'm gonna ask you something. Do you know a video guy from Tupelo that really lives in Tupelo now, but he really from Columbus? Do you know any video guy?
No, not that I know of.
I'm gonna see. I'm gonna give you his initial. I wanna get him on AP.
No, that I'm not.
Tell you about this, my brother. The brother called me, seen what was going on, seen the blessings just fall out the sky. Right. He get mad at me because I want to pay $1,500 for a 2-scene video. Get what he told me, man. What
did he tell you?
You'll be broke in a year. I don't need your money. I said, hold, brother. I thought we supposed to be celebrating each other. Nah. I said, hey, may God bless you, whoever you believe in. You have a blessed one, my brother.
He said you gonna be broke in a year.
Yes, sir.
Why that man say that?
Because I ain't want to spend $1,500 for 2 scenes. For 2 scenes, man. You ain't hype, William, man. You ain't Chris Robinson. You show ain't me. So hell no.
Wow.
That's really crazy. I remember when you told me that.
Well,
you want to be celebrating. Time right now is for celebrating, bring it together. You got organizations coming together doing big things in certain cities, putting down the beat for the greater good or what's really the bigger picture.
Real
talk. This ain't the time to try to tell a black man down.
Okay. And he said, you'll be broken.
See, that's what you call, excuse my French, but that's what you call a program-ass nigga. A plantation nigga where I'm from, what we call. You know what I'm saying? Because it was set up back in the day, back in the Reagan and Bush era. All that was set up for the program. The Reading the Project is a project because they want to keep niggas in one spot. It was a project. You can't do it.
Yeah,
you know, we put them together, they're going to self-destruct. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
brother.
You know, I hate it took me 39 years to realize I was programmed, but I'm cutting the trees and the weeds out the way. I can see now. I see very clear.
Right.
You feel me?
Right. See, them sucker duckers. Let me tell you about them sucker duckers, see?
See, yeah, don't talk about.
Yeah, bro. Them sucker duckers. See, people ask me, what is a sucker ducker? Let me tell you what a sucker duck is. You know how these cats is? You know how them suckers are. They always got something to say. Always got to say, them old suckers. You know, back in the day, they were the old school cats used to call. Look at that sucker Look at that sucker. You know, just to keep it clean, clear. You hear me? So, yeah, I'm going to use the same thing. Sucker ducker. You know what a duck is. You know them duck, they always quack, 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 quack. You feel me? But see, when you knock their bill balls, they become not just a regular duck. They became a ducker now. Cause they got to get on out the way. They ain't got no bill. The quack, quack, quack. Now they can't do what they used to do. No more. You feel me? I'm just saying. You feel me? So yeah, them sucker duckers, bro. You feel me? You know they ain't even haters no more. You just got to be aware of them all. You hear me? They always out there somewhere. For real.
Yeah. Damn, I like that one too.
Yeah, bro, sucker duckers. That's what they are, sucker duckers. Yeah. So, you know, you just got to be aware of them because they everywhere, you know?
Sucker.
Always quack, because that's what they do. Quack, 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 but you got to knock their bill ball, and then they get on out the way. Feel me? Now they ducking.
Hold on. Tell the world what you told me in our early conversation about getting into your lane. What's going to help you get in your lane?
Oh, I stay in the lane. I stay in my lane now. Feel me? Lowe's on
their mind. What's going to happen if somebody get in your lane? What's going to happen?
I'm running them over. Ain't no going around you. I'm going to go around you.
This is my lane.
Ain't no going around you. You know what I'm saying? See, because this is the thing. This is the thing that people don't get, bro. You know what I'm saying? You can be cordial with people. You know what I'm saying? You can be polite to people. Yep. You can be respectful to people. You can do all of the above. You know what I'm saying? And they still tend to take your kindness for weakness. You feel what I'm saying? So I used to go around them. You know, I mean, in certain ones, I still might go around. But the ones that don't need to be going around, because if I got to constantly keep on going and come running and tell you, I'm going to go over you then. Feel me? Because I shouldn't have to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My thing is this right here. How can you compare when you can't even compete? Huh?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hey, the show all went. We done for the day. Ain't nothing else need to be motherfucking said. We appreciate you being on the show.
When you can't even compete.
How can you compare when you can't even compete? You feel me? And see, that's what people tend to try to always do. They always try to compare to something that they have no earthly idea what they're competing against. Because first of all, nigga, I'm not even in competition with nobody. I'm too busy to compete with myself. Feel me?
Preach.
So if I'm competing with myself, nigga, what make you think you can compare to me? Come on now. I'm just saying.
That makes sense. That makes all the sense in the world. You can't put that to me, man.
Real, bro.
Once again. If this is the son of Joe, Derrick Salter, man.
You just made everybody, whoever don't understand what you just said, took that personal because you just uplifted everybody.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying now? Because if they focus on themselves, they know they're not competing. But people, the random controlled nigga mind that he was talking about, they're going to take that the wrong way. They're going to take that like you're talking mess, which
Exactly.
Hey, my favorite saying is common sense ain't coming, and you can learn a lot from a dummy. Now, niggas, you can lead a motherfucker to the water, but you can't make them drink. Because, you know, one thing wrong with society, everybody think they know everything. Sometimes we have to step down to be the in you and let somebody else be the chief. See, that's the difference. Real, like you said, it's in you. You don't wear it. It's already in you.
It's already in you, bro. It's in you from birth. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, man, it comes from your upspring. You feel me? It comes from where you came from. You feel me? that's where it started at. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people talking about, oh, he growed up like that. No, he didn't. No, she didn't. It was because it came from whoever it was that created that. You know what I'm saying? It just was something that was.
They just like racism. They just like racism, my brother.
Yeah, bro.
Somebody taught that person that. They just grew up.
Yeah, bro.
And say, I'm gonna be racist.
For real, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's impossible. That's, you know, that's just like a person say they was born gay. That's not true.
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
It may be a percentage. I don't want to be wrong. It may be a percentage on that end, but a majority motherfucker brought that to you. You're like, nigga, you came out the house, you were going to school. You would have never knew about dope if nobody had it presented to you. You would have never knew to pick up that bottle if it had been presented to you. If it's from your mom, your dad, your cousin, your friend, or somebody you hung with, whatever. You would have never knew nothing about that.
Right.
Somebody had it presented to you. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. It had to be presented to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you ain't come out the womb, so I'm gonna be Michael Jordan. You ain't know nothing about Michael Jordan. So you ain't got you don't know you inside the womb, so how you know about Michael Jordan? That's impossible.
That real.
I could be wrong now. This one thing about the Patio Podcast, Lace with Two Smooth. The first member giving the right to say and feel how I want to feel. I could be wrong, but that's just my opinion. Don't kill the messenger.
Hey, you know what? Hey, let you tune in. That's a topic that needs to be discussed. Because in the end, I believe that's how, you know, those are weapons that are trying to be forced against us on how the world is being devised right now. A lot of stuff is misconstrued. A lot of stuff is from perception that a lot of confused people out here based on disbelief and, you know, losing faith in certain things in themselves, mainly. So, you know, there's a lot of yes, man. That's why you see a lot of random BS going on. A lot of people not reading things instead of and not questioning stuff. Think about the common sense. That's what I'm thinking. It's a lot of stuff out here that makes you forget common sense, I guess. I don't know, but I don't get it. I'm younger. I'm a little, you know, but I'm not gonna lie. I got two older brothers, a whole lot of older siblings, a whole lot of older family. How can I not keep my head from being busted if I don't pay attention?
That's right.
So I laugh at people who got to learn the hard way. If you want to learn the hard way, do your thing. I'm going to keep doing this.
That's it. I tell my nephew all the time, you know, because, you know, when my thing is this right here. You know, people used to be like, hey, you know, you a role model. I tell them, no, I ain't never been nobody role model. I'm a real model. My life you see is my life. What you see is what you get. This ain't no role. You can't pretend this. This is my life.
Preach.
You can't make me
Preach.
Up. You feel me? If
Preach.
You got a problem with how the way I am, you go talk to the Lord about how I am, because I'm going to be who I am and how I am to the day that I leave you. So when people go to talk about you a role model, no, I'm a real model. And I hope that you come into contact with the same type of people, real models. Okay? Because this ain't no movie, y'all. This is not a movie. This is real life. You know?
You know, right now that I got you, I got to put in the verse too that you're real model and penis driven. Yeah, man. Don't sue me now. We'll talk on the show about this.
Man, he's so good.
His lawyer. He making sure his lawyer get all this. You know, they're going to upload. Make sure my 15% is on top of all of that. Because, you know, I gave the idea. you know, you don't let that be said. You know, you're going to leave that alone, no. You just made some money.
Well, you know, man, you know everything, man. Like I say, man, you know, it's a blessing to be a blessing. Y'all a blessing to me, man, like I'm a blessing to y'all, feel me? And that's how I go, and it don't cost a thing, feel me? You can't go buy this. You know what I'm saying? Walmart ain't got this. Daddy can't give it to you. Mama can't lend it to you. You feel me? So my thing,
man,
boy,
what you end up pimping with me?
You can't slide that one, man. I'm from the north, bro. You keep doing me. You keep doing this like that, man. repeat the mom and daddy comment, please.
Hey, man, you was out there pimping with me back in goddamn 83. What the hell?
That's all I heard. I heard that. That's what I heard. And, you know, I hear that. I want to hear that. I need to apply that. You feel me?
Hey, this man here popping that whip, man. Hey, I might have a new cohort with us, man. We might have to bring him on constantly, man. Man, hell. The son of Jody, y'all.
Man, you know, man, my thing is, you know, like I say, man, I was raised around the older heads, you feel me? You know, when I was locked up, you know, I was around the older heads, and the older heads gave me an option. It was like, you can either live or die. You know, in a situation like that, you know, being 22 years old, man, going to prison, you know, that's kind of like a whole, kind of like a huge kind of, you know, pill to swallow. Like, what you mean? You know, you coming straight out the streets, don't know what's really going on, you know? So I got with the old heads and they set me down, man, and they gave it to me then. So when they instilled what they instilled in me, I just grow with it, you feel me? And when I grow with it, I came out here and I'm doing the same thing, bro. You feel me? That I was doing in there, but now I'm just, I got a wider spread. I can move around, you feel what I'm saying? And I can, you know, but the same message, you feel what I'm saying? Just different directions, feel me?
Man, you know, when I went in, I was 29 years old, right? Hey, I went straight to the Gorillas. I went straight to 29. You hear me? Council Grace call. You hear me?
Straight down.
I'm sitting around. Yeah. Hey, so look, your cat come in, old school Teddy. You got two choices. Like you said, you know, but just they knew he was a what we call a peon.
Mm-hmm.
You got two choices, man.
Mm-hmm.
Blood on my shank or shit on my dick. I would just took off on him right then. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel me? I would have took off one right there. Won't been no hold on. You know what I'm saying? You got to go and go like that nigga. Goddamn, the rest, you know.
Then what he feel?
Like, damn.
Okay.
Poor baby.
Yeah. And that, and, you know, that, and who wants to live that type of life?
I don't understand. Like, I made, like, bro, like I told Hardware to say on the podcast, I know at least multiple times. My daughter told me at 2.5 years old, you come back here, I'm not going to come see you.
Mm.
Ain't nothing more important than my kids. So it was a simple choice. Fuck the streets.
You feel me?
I ain't play when I got out. I ain't gonna sit up and lie. But you know, it was over with. Once it was over, it's over with. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. People gotta make choices about it. But I don't stand that I'm returning. Do 10, you go back in 1 year or 2 years. Man, you going back to something, man. I mean, it ain't that serious.
But
at the same time, set up with society.
Okay.
You know, it's set up in society where they put you in and put you back out. But it's up to you as a man to educate yourself. Like you said, you were locked up, but they can't lock your mind up, though. It's up to you.
It's up to you, bro. Feel me?
It's up to you.
See, it ain't a
it's
fool.
It's all about choice. Food. It's your podcast about choice.
Yeah, bro. It ain't a fool that make a mistake. It's a fool that will learn from the mistake they make. You feel me? We all entitled to make mistakes through life. But at the same time, how we correct that mistake and put a period at the end of it. You understand me? That's what is the importance of it all. You feel what I'm saying? So I take my time and I think about not only today, but I think about the days that I lost when I was gone. I'm not trying to lose those days no more. Feel me? I shouldn't have to. You feel what I'm saying? I lost the days that I lost, you know what I'm saying, to gain the life that I live. Does that make sense?
That's right.
I lost the days
right,
that
the
I lost.
The son of Dollar has spoken, man.
I lost the days that I lost to gain the life that I live today. You understand me?
So say that again. Hold on, son of Joel. Hold up, y'all. Hold up, 1 second. Hold on. I ain't have a penny, man. Say that again.
I said I lost the time that I lost to live the life that I'm living today. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to. Sometimes you have to go through what you have to go through in order to get to where you're going to. Feel me? So I just had to go through that, bro. You know what I'm saying? To get to where I'm at now. So I'm not mad about what I lost, but I thank the Lord and I'm enjoying every day that I got left. So that's the only thing that's important to me. Nothing else really matters.
Hey, I'm gonna have a whole song before you get out of the show. Whoa, that pen working, baby. You what you said, pen and win? Use my pen and win. I'm the hell out of that motherfucker right now. Keep talking, brother. I got another hour. I ain't got a cup card for hours, so I'll keep talking. Let's go.
you're a fool with it, man. You sound down.
What?
You know, I'm just, they just.
Hold on. I'm going to say this. I'm going to shut up for a minute. That hard work take off. Use my pen to win. I'm a real modern day role model. I lost those days to shine today. Man, keep on talking. I'm going to have a whole phone. Shit, go ahead.
You have a song in a minute. You have a whole
song, dude. I ain't playing. I'm there for real. All right. I'm taking over, baby.
You're gonna have your first verse in a minute.
Man, what? At least 12.
That's crazy.
Shit. Oh, I ain't playing hell. I need help, son of Jody.
Man, I got you, brother. Man, you know, this is what I do. You know, this is what I do, man. I know. I'm gonna tell you, bro. Everybody's. That's why I say everybody be like, man. You know, hey, man, you cool, man. Come kick it. You know, I have people, man. Really, just want to just kick it with me, to meet me, just to sit down and talk to me. You know, and I be looking at myself like, damn, bro. You know, hey, you just a regular old you. But other people look at you because you inspire them. When people are inspired, bro, it's a blessing, bro. When people are inspired, it didn't cost a thing to inspire nobody. It was free, bro, to give a person a free. It was free to give them a sense of direction, bro. You feel me? It was free, man. That's real. And that's what it's about. It's better to give than receive. And if I can give you something, I already received some, bro. Feel me? Because I
man, gave hey, it to hey, you. Hey, man. Hey, hold on. If you trying to get you a church or something, you trying to be the next TDJ. What's going on, man? Tell me what you really got going on. Everybody have a plan and a plot. What's your real position? What you got going on, man?
You know what though, Smooth, what it is, bro, I'm just a realist. That's all I know. This how I live my life. I'm just a realist, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I can't make me up. Gotta go question the Lord about this. I can't make me up. This the Lord work. It's the God in me. So this just the Lord work, bro. I can't make this up. Feel me? So whatever he got in store for me to do, that's what I'm gonna do. If I'm doing it now, then that's what I'm supposed to do.
Gotcha.
You know?
Like Hard Work said, it will rent. We just all play a role, bro.
That's it, bro. It will rent. It was already predestined. So only thing you gotta do is just live it. Mm-hmm. Feel me? That's it. Mm-hmm. Just live it. And that's all I'm gonna do.
What you gonna do with the son of Jody, man?
All right, man. I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna be inspired. There ain't nothing I can do with him. We can do him. As long as he do him, that's all we can do. Listen to him. I hope the people hear him. I see. I don't know if you're paying attention to yourself, but I hear you. I know what you hear.
Oh yeah, bro. Hey, you know, and you know, like I say, man, this me. This is me. This me every day. You know.
Hey, I concur. I concur.
You can ask me for me on blast. He already said he don't keep rolling, so I can't make way.
Yeah, bro. I can't stop, bro. I can't stop. Won't stop, bro. I'm gone. I can't stop it. It's just, it is what it. I'm in too deep, man, to turn back. You know what I'm saying? I this my life. What else I'm gonna do? I can't see myself doing that, but what I'm doing not. It worked. You feel me? It worked. I ain't hurt nobody. Ain't nobody hurt me. I ain't in nobody lane. I'm riding my own. So you tell me it ain't working. Statistics say that 10% out of 10%, 8% go back to prison. These statistics right here we talking about. You hear me? Guess what? Line, right? I'm on 2%, bro. Me and my brother on this 2%. We them 2% that they was talking about. Do you understand what I'm saying, bro?
That's rare to have y'all here.
That's how real this shit is with me, bro. That's how deep and real it is with me. Feel me? We them 2%. Okay? Because we sit here talking about it, so.
I hope everybody who don't know. When you're saying that should inspire y'all to make sure y'all know y'all got the opportunities in the face. Don't fall back into the trap. That's basically what it is. Don't end up in that
choice. Hey, Hard Work, what we say? The show is all about choices.
Choices, bro. Choices.
That's correct.
And it's your choice.
Let's go ahead. We're gonna end the show with some shout outs, man. We need to show love to who. Yeah, throw some shout outs out there, man. This we're gonna get your information, man. I'm gonna have to chop it off with you. I'm gonna hear some more on a personal level.
No doubt. Man, look here, man, I wanna give a shout out, man. First of all, man, I wanna give a shout out to thank God for Jesus. You feel what I'm saying? We're gonna do that first and foremost before I go any more further.
Hey, man, bro, I'm Muslim, bro.
Huh? I'm just messing with you, man. You already know whoever you praise to, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to nobody. You feel me? No disrespect. I want to give a shout out to y'all brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? For making it possible, man, for me to come up on your cast, man, to do what I do, you know. By me being an encouragement, y'all encouraged me, feel me? To be able to speak what I spoke, you know what I'm saying? Y'all spoke it into me to be able to do so. So, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. Feel me?
Mad respect.
I want to give a shout out, man, to my big bro, Mo Stovall, you dig? Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? That's the one, man, who really just, you know, made it, you know, saying the door open for me and let me go through, gave me that opportunity. You know how it go. And you know, and I really don't want to miss no name, so I don't want to say too many names. So what I will say is this right here. Anybody that had anything dealing with what I got going on, man, look here. I appreciate you, the love, the support. I appreciate you. If it weren't for you all, it wouldn't be no me. So you know who you are. I don't want to miss your name, so I ain't going to say your name. You feel me? So I'm going to leave it like that.
Give me your social media platform, man. Where can they reach out on social media? Website, anything, you know, anything like that, let the people know.
Like I said, man, you can find me on Facebook. Find me on Facebook, Derek Salter. Follow me on my fan page, SOJ Music Group page. SOJ Music Group page. That way you see all of my latest events, anything, all the shows I got going on. You know, any interviews, anything, new music, everything. You find it on FOJ Music Group.
Oh, hold on. I got to say something. Now, I think deep, and I ain't never thought about this. DJ Hard Work, this brother right here put a cruise together. You know, the pandemic going on, but that man put a cruise together. Tell about that cruise you had going, my brother.
Yeah, man, I had a cruise going on, Southern Soul for Cruise. You feel what I'm saying? You know, where we're going to be, you know, you come out and have your good time. We're going to have an all-white party and so on, you know. Details, you know what I'm saying? The details was, hey, they was, whew. Yeah, we're going to have it going on, but of course, you know, this happened. Of course, this happened. You know, we're going to have pretty feet contests, all the above. Anything that's dealing with grown and sexy. That's what I represent, grown and sexy. If it ain't grown and sexy, hey, I ain't on and I ain't flexing. So I'm going to leave that like that. So, but that's what that cruise was going to be about. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mad respect. Well, y'all know me. Hey, Mac, too much pressure out right now. Hey, King Spud on the way. Check out the website, www.mmr3000.com. Too Smooth, of course, September 4th, Power of Money. Coop, My Word, coming. Shout out to the label that pays the hard work, they full hard rules group. Especially shout out to my guy DJ Hardware, aka they are the hard worker, man. Hey, salute, Angle. Hey, salute everybody. Chiming in every Tuesday and Thursday at 9:30. I appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all. Because without y'all, we are nothing.
There it is.
Hold on, real quick. Hold on. Hold on.
Check out the website, www.mmr30002smooth.
My bad.
Smooth fan page on Facebook, Andre Form on Facebook. Oh, DJ Hard Work, goddamn, let's get it, baby. I'm out of here.
What's the song titles that you sent to us? I got them downloaded. Let the people know what we're going to be listening to next, right after this interview.
Man, look at here, for all the beautiful ladies around the world, I got a song coming out, man. It's out right now, but it's, you know, a lot of people ain't heard it, but it's called Long As She's a Lady. You can be fat, you can be thick, you can be skinny, as long as she a lady.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
as long as she a lady. Up next, man. Let me go ahead and check this out. I'm gonna get your personal info. We're gonna chop it up down the line. We're gonna chop it up soon. I'm inspired by everything you said and how you compare. I put something together.
You might see him on July 25th, y'all. Y'all might see him. I don't know.
That's what I was going to highlight.
You might see him real soon.
Might as well bring everything to the table if you got the time, because you know you already know your journey.
Mm-hmm.
You already know your journey.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go ahead and get into the music. I appreciate everybody tuning in. The Patio Podcast, Lacey Too Smooth. Shout out, son of Jody.
Derek Salton. Appreciate you coming in, man.
Man, I appreciate y'all, brother. For real.
Appreciate you too, Smooth, putting this together. Let's get into the music, everybody. Y'all have a good night.
We out.
As long as she a lady.
Another Rocky exclusive.
As long as she a lady.
She can be bad, she can be thick, she can be skinny. As long as she a lady. As long as she a lady. She can be black, she can be white, she can be Asian. As long as she a lady. As long as she a lady. I'm searching for a lady that likes my style. She makes me smile and work my round. Yeah. A special kind of lady. She knows her worth. She goes to church. She know where it hurts. That's the kind of lady that I like. That's the kind of lady that I need. That's the kind of lady smiles so bright. And then her love is so guaranteed. That's a lady, pretty lady. If you a lady, and all my ladies, stand them ladies. This for the lady, yeah. She can be black, she can be thick, she can be skinny. As long as she a lady, as long as she a lady. She can be black, she can be white, she can be Asian. As long as she a lady. As long as she a lady. I'm searching for a lady that has pretty feet. She dress unique, her body's on fleek. Ooh-wee, a special kind of lady. She's always classy, she never trashy. And when she go to talking, she keep me laughing. That's the kind of lady that I like. That's the kind of lady that I need. That's the kind of lady, future so bright. And with my love is so guaranteed. That's a lady, pretty lady. And all my lady, if you a lady, stand them lady, it's for the lady, yeah. She can be black, she can be thick, she can be skinny. As long as she a lady. As long as she a lady. She can be black, she can be white, she can be Asian. As long as she a lady. As long as she a lady.
This for all the grown and sexy ladies right here. You can be fat, you can be thick, or you can be skinny. See, it really don't even matter, because your outer appearance ain't what makes your inner. So as long as you a lady, stand up.
She can be fat, she can be thick, she can be skinny. As long as she a lady. As long as she a lady. She can be black, she can be white, she can be Asian. As long as she a lady. As long as she a lady.
As long as she a lady.
She can be black, she can be thick, and she can be skinny. As long as she a lady. As long as she a lady.
Son of Joe.
What it do, Velvet Boys?
Man, it's all good.
Man, you know it's all good, bro.
Oh, yeah, bro. What you into?
Oh, man, we just chilling, man. Get ready to hit the club.
Well, check this out, man. I'm going to put my clothes on and we can go get this thing started, man.
All right, bro. You going to get yourself together and I'm going to meet you down at the spot.
Let's get together. And party like a dude.
love Jody, the candy milk. I drive the ladies crazy.
Let's get together.
Let's get together.
And party like they used to.
Like they used to.
Everybody, let's get together.
Yeah, yeah.
And do like the old school.
Like the old school.
It's 12 o'clock in the midnight. And the club is jumping. Something about this place, y'all, keeps my body rocking. A party for the grown folks, grown and sexy. Ain't no drama up in here, ain't nobody being messy. I work hard all week long, now I'm getting my groove on. I'ma party hard and drink Bacardi till it's time for me to go home. I'm the Velvet Voice, and I make a noise. Come on, girl, let's hit the floor.
Too Smooth, the CEO, MMR 3000, Living Lavish. Check out the website, www.mmr3000.com, or just Google MMR 3000.